You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Prepper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire news stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
First off, state and local audits of a troubled water district show questionable hiring and promoting practices, among other problems.
Right. This is the West Valley Water District that we talked about last week, about a campaign flyer that was raising some eyebrows. This week, a preliminary report from the audit that the state controller's office did, as well as a report by a private consulting group that was hired by the district to look at their practices, have both found very similar things: questionable hiring and promotion practices, no bid contracts, work performed without contracts, abuse of credit cards. Now, the district knew it had problems. There's been accusations, as we talked about last week, back and forth among members of the board, that different members were abusing their power, hiring friends, things like that. And now these findings come out, and very disturbing, finding that some credit cards were used for non-district business, purchases that didn't adhere to the district's policies, and particularly the hiring of a customer service representative who quickly got a big promotion to water resources manager, including a 41% pay increase without any proper personnel practices. Now, the private consulting group is recommending that the district adopt a new promotion policy that includes posting the jobs and vacancies and selecting candidates and then having an interviewing panel, kind of the more customary practice by public agencies.
What is the district saying about this?
Well, the district general manager sounded rather defensive, saying that the district had done nothing wrong in terms of the hiring practices. However, a district spokesman said that after the state audit is completed within 2 or 3 months, the district will have a chance to formally respond, and he expects that the district will put together an action plan and work to correct the problems that have been highlighted by these two audits.
Next up, Riverside and San Bernardino County supervisors will redraw political districts after Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill requiring independent commissions to do it.
Right. Well, as we know, the state has a commission, an independent citizen commission that reviews boundaries of these districts once every 10 years after the census is done. There's redistricting. This bill would have created those commissions for larger counties, including Riverside and San Bernardino counties, counties with more than 400,000 residents each. However, the governor said, you know, these local jurisdictions are already authorized to establish independent redistricting commissions, and he didn't feel it was worth the state stepping in at this point. He said the state might have to reimburse the counties for redistricting costs if it required it, and he wanted that to be examined before signing a bill like this.
I understand the governor signed another bill, the Fair Maps Act.
Right. That's kind of related. It requires cities and counties to be more transparent and get more public input before they redistrict. And so we'll see how the counties follow through on that.
Lastly, Senator Kamala Harris is calling for more environmental review of the planned air cargo hub at the former Norton Air Force Base.
Right. And this has been quite controversial. There's a lot of concern on the part of residents. This would be a 24-hour operation with planes coming and going, and of course bringing in a lot of big rigs to transport the cargo that's brought in by air and sent out by air, and of course the air pollution that comes with that. Now Harris, who's a presidential candidate, has weighed in asking the Federal Aviation Administration to require a full environmental study of this so-called Eastgate Air Cargo Logistics Center at the now San Bernardino International Airport. It's interesting. I attended a meeting a month or so ago, and a lot of Teamsters, union members, were there. They would like to see the jobs that this cargo center would bring in, but they are also concerned about the environmental impact. It would be quite a large center, 700,000 square feet. We've seen these before. The airport authority has not said who the tenant will be, but the rumor is that it would be Amazon. Amazon has talked about having their own fleet of airplanes for this kind of purpose. So Harris made quite a strong statement that this is not just any other project. This is a giant air cargo facility coming into one of the most impoverished and polluted parts of the Inland Empire. And that can't be done or shouldn't be done without a thorough environmental review.
How many jobs is the center expected to create?
Well, the Airport Authority says about 4,000 jobs are expected, and it would generate millions of dollars in revenue within the first 5 years. The facility would house about 16 aircraft and, as I said, run around the clock.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment was made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.